Optimism from one dairyman. Hello, everyone, and thanks for being with us. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
June signifies a tremendous amount of promotion work that's been done to promote dairy products, to bring out the great nutritional value that dairy products contain, and we hope to encourage people to use one of our nation's most healthful foods.
We're celebrating June Dairy Month, and for many farmers, it's not always been an easy occupation to enjoy. But Lincoln County's Rabin Bayless is trying to keep an optimistic outlook for the industry he's been involved with his entire life.
We certainly hope that there are some opportunities there. I would certainly love to see my grandson be able to continue in the operation. My son is still involved in the operation. We've got a grandson that's 3 years old now that is really interested in farming right now. I don't know what it'll be later on or what the opportunities will be. I've always been an optimist, thinking things would get better for the dairy industry.
Bayless has continued to hang on to the operation that his father started back in the 1940s. They now milk around 250 head of registered brown Swiss cows, but just as is the case for many farmers, urban sprawl continues to eat up productive farmland.
One of the things, I guess, that's an alternative to us, we're near the city limits of Ardmore, and development pressure is getting to be pretty substantial. But we'd much rather stay in the dairy business.
Well, Bayless has seen plenty of his neighbors go out of the dairy business where they used to be on every adjoining farm. He says there are now just three left, and one of those will soon move to another location. You know, there are only 645 grade A dairies left in Tennessee, but still a very important part of the state's overall economy. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.